cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.com.
Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
WHKW, W245CY, Cleveland, reminding you it's time to get back to church this Sunday. A service of Salem Media Group.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
And we're going to have Nancy Morrow. She wants one more time to add to what she just said, but go ahead, Nancy.
I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows it's November 28th, so that'll be tomorrow. And doors open at 6:30, Elaine Connolly and Dr. Ohlers will be speaking, and we're really... Don't be afraid to bring somebody that you know is vaccinated, too, because they need to know they can't get any more of this blood, and this is a way to avoid it and avoid getting any further vaccines. So, Pastor, thank you once again. Before I do get off, I'm going to get some sleep this evening after work in the morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity for spreading the word.
God bless you. Thank you for being here with us. And I'll try to give this one more time before the end of the program.
Thank you. Thank you. Right. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. We're going back now. I'm going to tell you, we're going to hear a little bit more about election fraud. Go ahead and take her away.
Gregory, your thoughts about this. You've been with Leah. You guys have been hammering this now for 3 years, and a pretty compelling evidence that you put forward at the time. You kind of caught them in the act and then in the book. Where do you think we stand?
Well, we have caught them. I'd like to tie back into what Sam Faddis said as a prelude to coming in, which is the first thing is... this thing called logic and accuracy testing. They shouldn't be using the machines at all. The case is there. We have a case, Messina, Hoops, and Stenstrom, that they refused to sign a judge to in Delaware County. Another gentleman named Rob Mancini, Mike Miller, there's several people in the state, including Sam and his group, that have filed lawsuits that say basically they shouldn't be using the machines at all because they can't certify them and they can't successfully complete logic and accuracy testing. That's a matter of black letter law. They can't use the machines. The second thing, tying back to Sam, is the mess throughout the state. We have lawsuits, as Leah said, currently filed in Delaware County, Fayette County, Chester County. We're aware of lawsuits in Northampton, Luzerne, Greene, and several other counties in Pennsylvania, all asking for recounts. They're not responding to us at all. The counties, the Board of Elections, it shows centralized control. And basically, they cannot reconcile mail-in ballots at all, by hundreds of thousands. They cannot map the envelope and the people that supposedly sent them in with ballots. A quick example in Fayette County is one example. In Chester County, they processed all the mail-in ballots on Election Day. They took all the envelopes, shoved them into a bag, and then they took all the ballots and counted them and didn't segregate them. So they made a complete mess of it, and they can't reconcile the vote. If they can't certify the machines, they shouldn't be using them. If they can't reconcile the mail-in ballots, they shouldn't be using them. And we have multiple lawsuits now. One's in the Commonwealth Courts coming up, multiple counties, and we're still charging hard.
We saw this, Gregory. We saw this in Arizona. I asked the question because they're also in the courts. Do you anticipate that the courts are going to step in here and rule, even with all the facts and all the evidence? I mean, we got Trump up right now for 700 years in prison with all this made-up stuff with the election of 2020. We've got him, they're trying to strip him of all his wealth in New York City in some Moscow show trial court. They're trying to take him off the ballot in 9 states right now. And that's all in the court system. Those are being argued. They're not trying to get a judge assigned. They're not trying to, they're rolling. They got the J6 thing starts March 4th, unless it's bumped. Do you believe that the courts are going to step in and assign judges and hear this and hear the evidence and rule in your favor as the facts lay out, sir?
No, I don't. We're in a defamation suit with President Trump. Leah and myself will be in court on January 10th in Philadelphia as co-defendants with him. Our defense there is our defense is the truth is a complete defense against defamation. And we've submitted documents to the Department of Justice, the House Judiciary Committee, Attorney General. We've submitted declarations and criminal charges across the board at every possible level. We're fighting in the courts.
Has anybody in the Republican House, the Republican-controlled House, has anybody stepped in and said, come in, we want some formal way to adjudicate this and to hear your evidence? Has anybody in the Republican House done that?
No. I think the Republicans hate us more than the DNC, quite frankly.
Greg, what is your? How do they get the book? How do they get to your website? Where do they find you?
ParallelElection.com. You can order the book there, ParallelElection.com. You can also go to Amazon. It does a lot of the things that we're talking about today. They're all in there, that blueprint. It's called A Blueprint for Deception, the mail-in ballots, the electronic fraud. It's been sitting in the Department of Justice and in court dockets for 3.5 years now.
All righty. There you go, Joe. You know, in Pennsylvania especially, boy, no one knows that more than McTernan. The rhinos, you have Pennsylvania is famous for its rhinos in the House and the Senate there. Just unbelievable. And that's why there is such corruption. States like Pennsylvania, Michigan, tremendous amount of voter election fraud, a tremendous amount in Michigan and Arizona, along with New Mexico and right. Colorado. So on all of those, you have a tremendous amount of election fraud.
I think we're going to have to quit calling them rhinos and start calling them communists in sheep's clothing. Because yeah. That's what they're doing. They're Democrats that have run as Republicans, but they're really just perpetrating fraud in the American people because they don't vote like Republicans. They don't act like Republicans. They just use the name to get elections. And like you said, this voter fraud, you could see it the night. Well, I remember you and I were talking right after the election. You could see the voter fraud taking place. They had the videos where they sent their Republicans home and they pulled out suitcases and started opening suitcases and running these ballots through. And all of a sudden, you know, the next thing you see, all of a sudden the tide turned from Trump being ahead to Biden being ahead by the same margin. I mean, it's such a farce. And to me, if the American people can't see that this was a crime that was perpetrated against the American people, then the future does not look very good for continuing our constitutional republic.
Well, you say, Joe, you know, we warned people all the way back 2016. We warned people. Now, when you look and you see, wait a minute, you see a name that's familiar with you running in the primary as a Republican. And you know that person's been running as a Democrat for a long time, for years. All of a sudden, they're switching, okay? And here you've had we were telling people, the Democrats are running in the primaries as Republicans. There's a lot of George Soros money behind them. They're going to put the ton of signs out. And people aren't, you know, going to know the difference. So what happens without vetting people? The Republicans look and they see an R behind the name and they don't know anything about him, but they vote for him. That was the plan. And
right.
It worked for here in Ohio. We have what they call the Blue Rhino 22 or the Rhino Blue 22. They're called. They're 22 Rhino Republicans that virtually are Democrats that ran as Republicans here. And they vote with the Republicans or they vote with the Democrats.
Democrats, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why the Speaker of the House that we wanted to get was we didn't get the guy that should have been Speaker of the House because the rhinos switched over and voted with the communists.
Yep, they didn't want Jim Jordan because he was true. He's honest. He would do what he said he was going to do, and we can't have that in government, can we?
No, you couldn't have that in government. But with Jim Jordan, but we have a good one in there now. And so we did get a good speaker.
Yeah, it seems to be going, heading that direction.
Yeah, so anyhow, and they're really, they're beside themselves. They don't know what to do with Trump. They keeps going higher in the polls. And he's winning some of these court cases. They're not able to do that. So they got a couple options. They either try to assassinate him. They're scared to death. The reason goes back to the Pandora Papers. Trump knows that. He has the Pandora Papers. And all of these people, the heads of these high points of government, they follow that money, that dark money, that blood money, which we've been warning people about. Here's a good example here. If you'd watched that in the House hearings, Representative Andy Biggs discusses Mayorkas impeachment, reveals news from classified briefing that 2 million illegals have crossed border, and we don't know who they are. Well, actually, since Biden's been in, it's been 7 million, okay?
Who's been vetted in that 7 million? Maybe a few are vetted, but basically, out of that 7 million, it's pretty much an open book as to who they are, why they're here, what their background is. They really don't know squat, do they?
And to watch Mayorkas under oath lie. He sits there and he says, the border is secure. The border is secure. Now, you got 7 million coming across. It's on the news every night. He's lying under oath. Yeah. But we don't have a Justice Department because we have the most corrupt Attorney General in the history of the United States. The very most corrupt, Merrick Garland. The very most corrupt.
Right.
And this
here's
guy.
Here's the fact.
Yeah.
Just last week, the U.S. Border Patrol at the Tucson sector in Arizona. Now, remember, one sector, this is the Tucson sector in Arizona. This is the United States Border Patrol reported 15,300 illegal crossings last week, the highest weekly total ever recorded 1 week. That's about 60,000 a month. Going through that one sector, and I can't remember how many sectors, but there's a bunch. And if you go and look on the news, there's a video. There's a train in Mexico. It's about 200 miles northwest of Mexico City, and it has hundreds, if not thousands, of migrants on this train headed toward the border again. And they're coming now in the, you know, groups of thousands. And again, very little on the main, you know, news networks about the border at all. And like you said, though, there's no threat. There's no problem at the border. The only problem is we can't get enough border people to process all the people running across, climbing across, giving themselves up, let alone all the gotaways. So, but like you said, Mayorkas said, we got it under control. Because they're doing exactly what they want. Remember, you and I broke the Cloward-Priven strategy. Those two communists, I can't remember what, I think they were from Berkeley. And they were talking about how to really break down the government so we could have a revolution. And you overload the system. Well, right now we've spent $500 billion on illegal immigration already at the federal level. That's not counting what every state has had to pay. I'm talking just the federal government, $500 billion, and you add up all what the states have had to pay. Our schools are overcrowded, the hospitals, the medical system. Everything we have now is being strained to the hilt because of 7 million with 15,000 a week in one sector. I'll bet if you add that with all the other sectors, the number would just boggle your mind. It will collapse the U.S. economy if it continues. In fact, Senator Tommy Tuberville came on Newsmax today. He said, we are losing our country. And he gave a warning. He said he's asking every American voter to call their congressman, their senator. He said, I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, call them. We must stop this illegal immigration. We cannot handle another year's worth. He's talking about all the money that was spent. He's talking about we're going to have terrorist attacks because of it. We've had 20,000 Chinese that we don't know. They're all men of military age come over that we know about. There could be tens of thousands more with all the gotaways. So here you have a U.S. senator. He is basically telling people this is a national emergency. We're losing our country. Everybody must start doing something, calling, complaining, yelling as loud as you can, basically, is what he said. And I believe him. He's being sincere. He's extremely upset, extremely worried, and he knows things that you and I don't know.
Well, I mean, we know enough. And
we know enough to be worried, but he knows even more than we do, so that makes this kind of warning. He's coming out. I mean, that was about as great a warning as I've ever heard.
Well, you know, we've been trying to tell people, look, let me do this again. I'm going to try to explain this again. This is the reality. Joe Obama Biden, okay, is working for the Chinese Communist Party. Xi is his boss. We told you this before, okay. Years ago, even before he was even in office, we told you how the Red Chinese military was speaking to a large group of people, and we're talking about their top brass, their top leaders, and they were saying right. How we have our people in the highest office in America. We have our people in there, okay? Now,
we saw it on film, didn't we?
Yeah. So that is when
that is when
we first got when Joe Obama hadn't even taken office. So he never won the election. The election was stolen, usurped. But we told people about that. We said, look, do you see what's happening here? This is in 2020. But we knew way ahead of that Joe Obama was working with the Red Chinese. Now, we told you that his job, now listen, we told you that his job, his assignment from his boss, one, was to keep the border open. Now, the actual numbers that they have counted about Chinese nationalists, and I'm talking about plainclothes soldiers, is more like 45,000, they believe, that came in. Now, here, his job was to keep the border open, to keep the drugs. China was sending tons of fentanyl into Mexico. The drug cartels were turning it into pills. And his job, Joe Biden's job, was to make sure the border was open and there was a good supply of fentanyl coming in as a part of the Chinese depopulation program of America. Also, Biden's job was to make sure Chinese were able to continue to buy as much American farmland as close to the military bases. He made that available. His job was to also make sure that there was a good supply of children for the Democratic Party, a good supply of children for those people, because the Democratic Party, the leadership, is flush. It's absolutely flush with pedophiles. That was Joe Obama's job. And Joe Obama has done that, you know. He's been under the instructions, the tutelage of Obama, and Obama has instructed Joe Obama, here's what you do, and he's done that. He has destroyed our military. Our military has been destroyed. He had Milley and Austin in there, and they said, let's turn them from a fighting force into a force of drag queens. Let's give special favors to those trans things, those so-called trans, let them know they don't actually have to go into combat or anything if they, as long as they're trans. Destroy the military. Now, everybody that voted for Joe Obama is responsible. Everyone that voted for those Democrats are responsible for what has happened to our country. Every single one of them. They are responsible for what's happened to our country. There you go, Joe. I said it again.
You're right. I'll back you up with two things. Remember when Obama came out and said, we're no longer a Christian nation. You know, we're a secular nation. Well, Biden is, of course, his lackey. And now people didn't notice. This escaped by most people, but Biden gave the Thanksgiving proclamation. Well, folks, what everybody missed was for the first time in American history, the proclamation for Thanksgiving 2023 completely omitted any reference to God or faith. This is the first president to delete God from Thanksgiving. He said, quote, this Thanksgiving, we're grateful for our nation and the incredible soul of America. Folks, who are we grateful to? You know, if you had a big package under your Christmas tree, beautiful wrapping, pretty paper, but you open it up and it's empty, grateful to what? Whom? If you think about this, America is now officially, I would say, adrift from the all of the faith, the values, the ideas, the principles, the moorings of the founding father, the anchor that holds us was what? Christ was the anchor that held this country together. And Obama and Biden have done everything in their power to cut the anchor loose, right?
Right. You know, remember, I just wanted to go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, there's a big article that came up today, just a little while ago. It's on the London Daily Mail. China's growing espionage and propaganda threat in the U.S. Congress warns America has little grasp how deep the Communist Party influence has infiltrated the communities across the nation. I haven't had time to read it. It's deep. But it comes from the members of the bipartisan House China Select Committee released a memo detailing how the U.S. has failed to combat the Beijing's infiltration, and it is getting worse. I'll have time to read it and go through it by tomorrow. There's quite a few pages of things. Definitely, they're sounding the big alarm right now. This committee, things are a lot worse than we've been told, and we've been told it was pretty bad. So I'll have more on this tomorrow.
All right, very good. All right. I want to remind you that when they voted to impeach Mayorkas, that 8 Republicans joined the communists to shelve the impeachment.
8 communists, 8 Democrats, yeah. In Republican clothing, right?
Right. And here again, like we said, under Joe Biden, Mayorkas watched more than 7 million illegal aliens, actually probably double that, have poured across the border. Now, Joe, going all the way back in the 80s and 90s, we were telling people about this, about what was happening then. And every year they kept saying, well, there was 11 million. No, and we said, no, there's a lot more than 11 million. And we told you all the way back then, their goal of the communist
party. It can't be 11 million if it was the same number every year for, what, 14, 15 years. It can't be the same number, right?
Well, we were telling people their actual goal is 50 million. Their goal is 50 million to illegal aliens to bring into this country, and many right now think they've actually made that goal, that right now we have 50 million, okay, in here. And again,
change the demographics of the country, the Democrats then can be assured that sooner or later enough of these people will get citizenship, be loyal to the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party will be able to be in power and maintain it forever. And like you were talking about Mayorkas, the other big story right now, there's a battle going on between cartels on the border, this fighting began clear back in October in Sasebe, Sonora. And what's happened, they have burned the homes down, and almost all of the residents of this town had about 2,500 residents. There's about 15 families remain, and I think some of them are trapped. And the houses that are not burned are being taken over by the cartel. The people are caught in the crossfire. This is going on right across the border. And the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol are allowing certain people to come in through our ports of entry on a case-by-case basis because their houses were burned, they're being shot at. They're worried, they're fear for their life. These people really are running for the fear of their life. And they're actually going to close some ports of entry. And they're closing several of them because they're having to have all available personnel on deck to address this unprecedented flow, according to John Molden there at the Tucson sector, because of the extreme violence of the two cartels. They've destroyed a whole town, and it hasn't even made the mainstream news. 2,500 people chased out of their town, most of the homes burned, cartels having to combat with actual large-scale munitions, and didn't make the news, Pastor? I wonder what's happening, huh?
Well, they say the Democrats feel that if they can get enough illegals in, that they're going to vote Democrat. But see, if the illegals figure out, look, if we vote Democrat, we're going to end up with what we fled from. We're going to end up in a country just like the ones we fled from, we tried to escape from. So I got a feeling that a number of those illegals that say the Democrats are giving them cell phones, and when they do that, they sign that, they get their signatures to get them, and of course, voter fraud. The Republicans still have not figured out how to handle voter fraud, okay? There's a number working on that, and praise God for the good people that are working on that. But right. And of course, we're going to stay on top of this. But if the illegals...
Well, the communists control the Department of Justice, so that's one of the big problems right there. The communists are controlling the Justice Department that could oversee and go into this election interference and crime, but they won't because they're the ones that are pushing it.
When you have Mayorkas and people like Chris Ray, and they're saying, well, we fear, or Garland is saying there's very concern about there may be some terrorist attacks. Now, let me tell you something. When I hear him say that, what I'm hearing with him and Chris Ray is that, yeah, we know there's going to be terrorist attacks because we're going to be behind them, and we're going to blame white Christian men for them, okay?
Exactly. We're going to blame the conservatives somehow, right?
Exactly.
The Christians are conservatives, yep.
And so I think more and more people are figuring that out. All right, so we're coming up to a break. Before we get to the break, I wanted to remind people one more time. Tomorrow night, we are going to, at the Lake County Liberty Coalition, is going to have that Dr. Clinton Ellers and our own Elaine Connolly. Elaine Connolly is the first speaker, and that's going to be tomorrow night. Now, we're talking about folks. They're going to teach you how to have your own blood, to keep your own blood in case you need blood. But it's, and that's going to be held for you folks in Northeast Ohio tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. at the City Point Church, 4095 Kirtland Road in Willoughby. And again, Dr. Clinton Ellers and director of the Safe Blood Foundation with our own Elaine Connolly, What's Left contributor. Now, also, don't forget, I wanted to tell you this coming Friday night at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio. We're going to have tactical civics meeting. We're working, folks. We are. We're doing something. We're doers of the word. We're doing something. We're not just sitting back and complaining. We're doing things, okay? And to take our country back. And so that meeting will take place at 7 o'clock, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, this Friday. This Sunday, we're going to have the annual Geauga County Right to Life. Geauga County Right to Life works hard. Not only have they saved 24,000 babies from abortion over the many years, but also just recently put out 1,500 signs, vote no and issue one signs. They're hard-working people, volunteer time, and they're going to have their Christmas concert. There's no charge. And they're asking, there's going to be a love offering taking, and they deserve to have you come out and be blessed with a Christmas, because it's always a beautiful concert. The people there, Pastor Steve and those folks at the Chester Christian Center, put on a tremendous concert. And that's, again, at 11815 Chillicothe Road in Chesterland, Ohio, this coming Sunday at 7 p.m. And we'll be back after this with more.
He made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. A man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by a man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
All right, we know that love started with God and it continues with God. And folks, I'm going to tell you, there's many ways of showing love, and the opposite of love is hate. And boy, I'm going to tell you, we're living in what the Bible calls the days of sorrow, the time of wickedness. Joe, return to order. Here you have a Catholic governor has published resources referring people to abortion mills run by the Satanic Temple, which gives instructions on how to practice an abortion ritual. Well, she's not a real Catholic. This woman, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, this woman is wicked, Joe. She's wicked to the core. She is a Satanist. She hates life. She loves death. She hates God. And she's evil. She's evil to the bone. Here she calls herself, she says she's a professing Catholic, and yet she's not like any Catholic I've known. And she's outspoken. She loves abortion. She loves death. She hates God. And so here she's provided, and she's joined in with a satanic temple and made it a part of the state run where they can sacrifice babies. We need to pray right now that God would remove this woman. We need to ask people across the country if they believe in prayer, okay, if they believe in God. If they got any backbone, if they got any spine, you know, Joe, the Bible talks about here, the creator of the universe, the one who is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent dwells within us. This is why the Bible says he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And if the people,
amen to that,
if they understood that, Joe, if they understood that, if the people listening to me right now from coast to coast understood that, and they would pray with us to remove this wicked woman, then maybe God would remove that wicked woman. So let's pray. Yes. Heavenly Father, Lord God, right now I'm asking you, Lord, this is a wicked woman. She refuses, this wicked woman, Michelle Lujan Grisham, refuses to repent. She refuses to repent. So, Lord God, I'm asking you, and I'm hoping people are praying with me across this country. You know, she's, before she can do any more, before she can be responsible for any more dead babies, Lord God, that you would remove this wicked woman. She's wicked to the core, to the bone, and she refuses to repent. So, Lord, I'm just asking you to remove that wicked, wicked woman. And I'm asking that in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, Pastor, I want to add something to that. People out there need to quit believing in God. They need to start believing God. In other words, believe what he says, his statutes, his judgments, all of the laws, the commandments. We have this, oh, I believe in God. That's a bunch of garbage. A true believer believes God, what he says, what he does, who he is.
Well, Joe, that's called believing on God, one that believes what he says.
Believing
who he is.
On, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's called, go ahead.
To believe him, you know, we just have to start believing him.
Absolutely.
On him, instead of in him, on him, believe what he says, take it to heart, right?
Right. You know, you're talking, we're living in a great, great apostasy today. Here, Pope Red Francis is going from meeting, here's his picture of him, and he's standing and he's holding the hands of a transgender sex worker. He's meeting with a group.
Yep.
There's a group of transgender sex workers. That means they're whores, Joe. In the Vatican,
yeah, well,
okay, and these transgender whores are there in the Vatican talking to the Pope, accusing Jews of terrorism. And so here,
yeah.
And this is an article from the Gateway Pundit, but we've gotten a number of them from Catholics saying, listen, don't think that we Catholics claim him in any way, shape, or form. He does not represent us, okay? So anyhow, let me just read the article. Pope Francis hosted a group of transgender women, many of whom are sex workers or migrants with Latin America, the Vatican luncheon for the Catholic Church's World Day of the Poor last week. The Pontiff and the transgender women have formed a close relationship since the Pope came to their aid during their COVID-19 pandemic. Let me ask you this. The Bible says that light can have what kind of fellowship with darkness?
Can have no fellowship with darkness. None.
There you go. I don't even need to read any more of that. It's unbelievable.
Nope.
But, you know, speaking of that, though, Joe, major church governors trigger outrage with Antichrist scheme. This is one from World News Daily by Bob Unruh. The Church of England, through its General Synod, has adopted the Antichrist plan to create blessing ceremonies for sodomite marriages. The action may have created a rift within the congregation that won't be bridged. Well, the Episcopal Church, yeah. I mean, responding to the vote, listen to this, the Most Reverend Dr. Justin Beatty Arama, Archbishop of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, said, listen, first of all, Joe, how many times in the Bible is the word reverend used?
Once. And who's it? For God himself.
It's a name for God. And here, who is the most reverend?
You Holy see, and reverend is his name.
Right. So this fellow refers to himself as the most reverend. So if he's the most reverend, he's more reverend than God himself.
He's above God. Yeah, he's above God.
But even
quite right to me.
Even this guy says this disastrous decision creates the same serious consequences of differentiation and division in the provinces and the further fractured our beloved Anglican communion. They've apostatized. A fish rots from the head down. They're gone. The Episcopal Church has been.
Yeah.
They left Christianity a long time ago. There you go. So
this whole thing would have been 2/3 majority in each of the General Synod's three houses. So that pretty much says the not only rotted from the head down, but the majority of the body is rotted too.
Absolutely. All righty.
There's one story I've got to get in real quick.
Go ahead.
You know, those hostages that were taken. There was a family taken, and the little brother was Ariel, his mother Sharia, and baby Kiefer. And baby Kiefer is just, folks, 10 months old. Hamas refused to release this youngest hostage. Instead, they gave this little baby to a separate Palestinian terror group operating in a southern city that's expected to be obliterated by the IDF when the ceasefire ends. And they've taken the smallest hostage, given him to one of these extremist groups, and they've taken him into an area that's going to be the center of the next big battle. These are the sickest sons of guns in the whole world.
Well, according to all these, according to all these simple-minded college students that have been so indoctrinated into cultural communism, that the Hamas is heroes.
Taking little babies and that is holding them hostage in a combat zone. That's a hero, right?
Right. According to these very simple-minded, indoctrinated young college kids, I mean, they are really dumbed down. I mean, really, really, really dumbed down. I wonder if Pastor Hal is listening. I wonder if Pastor Hal is listening. You know, Pastor Hal, the other night, he was calling and calling, trying to get in, like he always does on Thursday night. But Thursday night was Thanksgiving night, and he didn't realize that it was a pre-recorded program.
Oh, that's right. We pre-recorded.
And so.
Oh, that's funny.
And so he texted me. I've been calling. Yep. Now, Pastor Hal, if you're listening out there tonight, this is a live program tonight.
And so, it's Monday.
if you're listening, we're going to make it up to you. You can call in right now at any time if you're listening and give that invitation for us tonight. So, if we don't hear from you, you know, we'll do it ourselves. But if you're out there listening, I feel like we owe it to him, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do.
Okay.
That's too good. We're, being a creature of habit myself, I can see how that happened so easily. That's why I can laugh with him, not at him.
You know, here, Joe, America's sixth largest bank announces closure of 19 additional branches nationwide after closing 203 branches in 2023. The PNC Corporation, listen, Let me tell you about PNC. We had PNC. That was our bank, PNC. And they notified us that they would no longer be carrying us. And I said, why? Why weren't you? And they refused to tell us. They had a real attitude. So we looked it up on what they supported, what PNC Bank supported. Well, they supported abortion. They supported transgender. They supported everything that we're against. And the reason they said they were going to drop us, and that we don't even have to tell you why, is because of our pro-life, pro-God, pro-family stand. And so I don't feel bad. I'm kind of actually, I hate to see people lose their jobs, but I'm kind of glad that the PNC corporate banks are going bust. They went, you know, they went woke.
Go woke, go broke. Yep.
And so.
Well, that's the only way these people learn. Disney's lost billions of dollars. Other groups, Bud Light still is losing money, hasn't recovered. I don't think they will. There are several other examples out there. We don't have time to go into them, but everybody that went big time woke is losing money, and that's the one thing at a given point they will have to understand. When they lose enough money, they can't continue. They will either change or leave room for a good business that isn't woke to go ahead and thrive and grow. One or the other is going to happen.
Well, anyhow, there you go. And, you know, yeah, you're talking about Target. You're talking about a number of the Walmart stores. Bed Bath & Beyond went out. A number of those
went
woke, went broke. And again, you know, it's just unbelievable.
Disney's trying to change. Iger's trying to turn Disney around, trying to back off on the wokeness. He's kind of gradually backing out. The last four movies Disney put out have been flops. They've lost money. And if that continues, they may have to learn. We call that, I guess back home, we called that learning it the hard way, you know?
Well, you know what happened?
You can't be smart. And
DeSantis, the governor there of Florida, when he took away Disney's special status because of this, because they're anti-family, you know, and they're pro. You know, you have so many children, so many children there. Pedophilia at Disneyland was rampant. Pedophilia was rampant there. And so because of that, DeSantis came down on them, took away their special status, and Nikki Haley supported Disney over DeSantis. Nikki Haley, she's on that woke wagon. She's turning on President Trump, and you know, a number of areas she's going totally away from us now. Because of that, she's getting big donors from both the Communist Party, the Democrats, and others. So folks, Nikki Haley, you want nothing to do with Nikki Haley. Okay. Again, people need to understand that. Now, how much time do I have there, Eric?
You are coming up on about 6.5 minutes.
All right. It's that time, Joe. It's that time.
6 minutes right now.
All righty. It's the time that we come to every night at this time. All of these things are happening. People they're looking everywhere I turn. It's like, remember, the opposition, the enemy, wants you to be anxious. The enemy wants to dishearten you. The enemy wants to discourage you, folks. But you have to understand something here. God has given you, he's given you a get-out-of-hell card, free, get-out-of-hell card. The Lord Jesus Christ died a substitutionary death. Now you say, why should I even believe in heaven? Why should I believe in hell? I'm looking at this article here, Joe, I have about AI. And one of the big boys in the AI business is saying, now you're going to have, they're making talk about an AI church, an AI pastor of the church. Now, and he's saying, you're actually going to be able to see things you can actually see. We're going to give you things you can see and you can hear. Now, would you tell that fool to open his eyes, look at the mountains, look at the forests, look at the oceans, and that man is a fool. He doesn't understand that the entire creation cries out and bears witness of a creator, God. And so look at the entire universe. But that shows you how much of a fool you can become when you're woke, huh? And so, anyhow,
that's
folks.
That's pretty clear to me.
Bottom line is this. Here, now, why do you believe that God, what people say to me, Pastor, why do you believe? I mean, why are you so sure? I'm so sure because God said it, folks. I'm so sure because God said it. I'm so sure because if you look around, all of nature, like I said, cries out and bears witness of an almighty, intelligent, extremely intelligent creator. Even us, every one of us that are alive, our makeup, bears witness to an almighty, extremely creator. Why not? What else? Well, when he gave us the Bible, you know, we use that word history, and the Bible is simply his story. That's what that is. We see something that is absolutely miraculous in the Word of God. Here, actually, he actually spells it out. It's spelled out. It's printed out for us right there. The past, the present, and the future. We know exactly what's going to happen in the future because he has told us why he did what he did in the past. We see what is happening now, and it's exactly the way he said it would be. And so that way we know that the future is also going to be exactly the way he said it would be. Now, the people that question and parrot and say things like, I don't know if I believe the Bible, are people that have mostly, for the most part, never read it. They've never read it, okay? And so, you know, Forrest Gump say, stupid is as stupid does?
It does, pretty much.
So here's what you do, folks out there tonight. Here's the smart thing. When you hear the preacher give an invitation, he's just a messenger. That's all he is, just a messenger. The message is coming from on high. See, now, if you're hearing me give this invitation, God knows that you're hearing me give this invitation. You say, how could that be? Well, that is far beyond your comprehension and your ability to even begin, and mine too. But God has said it, and that's why you believe it. So here's what you do. If you're smart, if you have never asked the Lord in your heart, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I come before you.
Heavenly Father, Lord God.
I come before you a sinner, Lord.
I come before you a sinner, Lord.
According to thy perfect holy word.
According to thy holy perfect word.
I deserve hellfire.
I deserve hellfire.
But Father God, you so love the world.
But Father God, you so love the world.
You placed your son upon the cross, and he took my sins upon him.
You placed your son upon the cross, and he took my sins upon him.
Right now, Father God.
Right now, Father God.
I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins.
1 minute. I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins.
Right now, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to be the Lord of my life, all of my life.
Right now, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to be Lord of my life, all of my life.
Without any reservations.
Without any reservations.
Right now, I'm a new creature.
Right now, I am a new creature.
A born-again believer.
A born-again believer.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're out of time for tonight's show, so we always say this, right? We always say, good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted.
Based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers.
And walk around the office.
On eggshells.
And have my words policed.
By HR.
Words like.
Grandfather.
Peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.